is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to Three of Us Ministries with Messenger Metric McGillender on KAYT, KQJO-FM.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Awake, O Zion. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. O praise the Lord. Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength, and thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. The stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. For Jesus Christ is Lord, and the Lord is God, and Jesus has come in the flesh. Oh, yes, Lord. And look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. First of all, I give thanks to God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Spirit for this opportunity. For once again, he's given me a chance to lift up my voice and declare his holy name unto the people, for Jesus Christ is Lord. And the Bible tells us, for there's one God and one mediator between God and me and the man, Christ Jesus. Oh, yeah, I said it. Oh, yeah, I know it's been recorded in heaven, but if anybody down at the courthouse, you write it down in the courthouse. Oh, an old boy from Pineville, old Metro McGillner, said that there's one God and one mediator between God and me and the man, Christ Jesus. There's no other God, for he's the only God, and there's no other. What a wonderful opportunity. What a wonderful time to be in Christ Jesus. I thought about it this morning, how excited it was for them that worked for President Barack Obama as they got up in the morning and was preparing themselves to go to work, knowing that they were working in the White House, and how excited they are that worked for President Donald Trump as they get up in the morning and stand in front of the mirror and put a Vaseline on their face to get ready to go to work. What a wonderful situation that is. But only imagine how it really feels to get up in the morning and to put your clothes on and know that you're going to work for the kingdom of God, that you're going to work for the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our hope of glory. Oh, good morning to you all that the Lord has ordained to be tuned in this morning. For it's the Lord's doing, and it has nothing to do with me. For we are truly grateful that you stop by. And it is so good to see you all again. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1 through 13 is where the Holy Spirit will assist me in speaking to you this morning. Oh, hallelujah. Praise be to his holy name. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, in the 10th day of this month, they shall take to them every man a lamb according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for an house. And if the household be too little for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next unto his house take it according to the number of the souls. Every man according to his eating shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep or from the goats, and you shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it in the evening. And they shall take of the blood and strike it on the two side posts and on the other door posts of the house. When they weigh in, they shall eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roasted with fire and unleavened bread and with bitter herbs. They shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor sodden at all with water, but roasted with fire, his legs, his head with his legs, and with the prunings thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning, and that which remain of it until the morning ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste. It is the Lord's Passover. For I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the house where ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. Oh, good God Almighty. What an awesome God we serve. The Passover. Oh, good God Almighty. The annual feast of the Passover commemorated the birth of the nation Israel and her deliverance from Egypt. It pointed forward to the greater deliverance from the bondage of sin to be provided by the Messiah. In the Passover, a lamb without blemish was selected and killed. The blood was applied to the doorpost or door jamb of the home, and the lamb was roasted and eaten with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. When John the Baptist introduced Jesus to the nation, he recognized Christ as the fulfillment of the Passover lambs. Behold, he said, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. We as Christians not only recognize the fulfillment of the Passover sacrificed by Christ, but also our own responsibility to keep the feast, to keep the Passover, by living a sincere and faithful life. Oh, good God Almighty. You see, I too, by the grace of God, was delivered from Egypt. I too was delivered from sin. You see, God didn't send Moses to deliver me, but he came down himself. Oh, how blessed we are this morning to know that the Lord God Almighty has set us free. We see in this particular teaching that this was the 10th and final plague. We also know that a plague is not something that is loosed on a nation because God is pleased with that nation. A plague is something that is loosed by the strong hand of God in order to get a nation to do something that God is trying to get them to do. Well, we know for a certainty that here was a group of people that was told not to go down to Egypt, but yet they went anyway. That should sound familiar to us. We all have been told by the Almighty God not to do something, but yet in our boldness and in our pride and our rebellion, we did it anyway, only to find ourselves in trouble, having then to call on God to rescue us. Oh, help me, Lord, get me out of this trouble. I don't know how many times I had to call on him after he had warned me, or don't do it, and I did it anyway, only to find myself in a lot of trouble. But oh, how blessed we are to know that Jesus, that Passover lamb, he came down, performed that marvelous work on the old, on that old rugged cross in order to set us free, in order for us to know for a certainty that Jesus revealed unto us that very, very, verily I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. He's saying that we're to be one with him. Jesus lets us know, and Jesus said unto them all, if any man come after me, he must first deny himself, pick up his cross daily, and follow me. For whosoever will seek to save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my name's sake, the same shall save it. The Lord is such a good God. And as the folks always respond to that, and he's good all the time. Oh, yes, he is. He set us free. For Jesus is the way, he's the truth, and he's the life. The only problem is that sometimes folk, in their ignorance, and sometimes folks not understanding, will try to set you free by other means other than what Jesus did for us on the cross. That is the only way, my brothers and sisters, that one can be set free. It's Jesus that waits to baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. You know, we desire to do right, but we're powerless to do it. We want to do what is honorable, but we are powerless to do it. And it's because of the sin nature. This is why Jesus did that marvelous work on the cross where he laid down his sinless life, and he asked us to follow him. Follow him. The Bible says that, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they was with one accord in one place. With one accord in one place, that one accord was in the will of the Father, and that one place was in Christ. The Bible clearly tells us that when Rahab assisted the spies that came down to spy out Jericho, that when they had decided after she had hid them out, they said unto her, and the men answered her, our life for yours. You see, Jesus is clearly telling us that we must lose our life in order to gain his precious eternal life. You see, 99.5% won't do. It has to be 100. He tells us to be ye holy, for I'm holy. How can one that's crooked and evil and used to doing things unholy become holy? How can this happen? It's by faith. For the just shall live by faith. You see, God is a faith God. And oh, it's impossible to please God without faith. See, by faith, I believe that my old sin nature, that old boy that used to lost his whole mind, that old sin nature was crucified in a